Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to Tuesday, October 4th. We're going to celebrate Halloween a lot. But this is the Joey English Show, the Red Witch. Was there ever any doubt? If you're up early with me, you're listening at KWXY, the legendary home of music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years, 1340 AM, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Then at 6 o'clock, get yourself up, get going. I'll send you out with my own music. Have a good morning, and then around noon, wear red, eat chocolate, and have breakfast. No, we've done that. Have lunch with me. Let's eat again at 9:20 a.m. where I started 26 years ago, and 99.1 FM, because in that hour that we are together, I'm putting everything to entertain you. All the community events, the Joey English Daily Datebook, Mystery Songs in association with Wink Martindale, the Desert Datebook, great interviews. The only show I know of with giveaways and presents for you. I know it's the only show that has my music for you. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. And after we're finished, we put everything up on my website and my Facebook page. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And remember, if you have a question for any of our regular Joey pals, just email me, joeychocolate@AOL. If you like this show, tell everyone you know. If you don't like it, tell me first. Okay, you know the rules. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Tuesday, October 4th is National Golf Day. Okay, the Coachella Valley Cat Club, kitty, 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 is having a fundraiser to spay, neuter, and vaccinate now. And I understand they are desperate to raise funds. So let's be perfect. Oh, sorry. You can go online for the information at cvcatclub.org. And Sunny Cool Cat will thank you. Animal Samaritans desperately needs help for sick kittens that have been orphaned now, and it's urgent. You can donate online at animalsamaritans.org. Well, usually it's all about doggies, but there's a couple of things for kitties, but they're both rather desperate, so please help if you can. The Palm Springs Cultural Center wants you to know the original Palm Desert Certified Market is moving to Sundays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Entrada Center. That's at Highway 111 and El Paseo. You can check out all the details, psculturalcenter.org. Okay, let's play Legendary with our dear friend, the legendary Wink Martindale presents the legendary award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio. Here come the channels, 1340 AM and 2 FMs, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Check out all things Martindale at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, it is Tuesday, the 4th of October. That sounds so wrong. And here she comes down from the mothership. Oh, she's landing. Let's talk a little astrology with Dana Haynes.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay, so it's October, the retrograde's over. Tell us.
Well, thank goodness it's over. It's not really a bad retrograde, or it wasn't, but it made people more on edge, and therefore it seemed bad, but it really was not, even for the Libras. And even though it was in Virgo, the Virgos got it more, the Pisces got it more. They just didn't know why they were feeling on edge, but they would see other people do really stupid things, especially driving. You know, Davin is a Scorpio, my son, and he is a Pisces sun sign. He's got a lot of ability to see, but he was seeing car accidents constantly, and he'd end up being the witness because everybody else would run. They wouldn't be a witness. What is it with the folks? They don't want to get involved. It could be you. So I would think, you should be involved. And he waited for the police and all that kind of stuff all the time.
So the retrograde you've taught me, and I've told my Joey pals, it doesn't necessarily mean bad things. It means more intense.
More intense. Yes, some things can be bad. You're worried about money. You're worried about a job. All that kind of stuff. But it's where things smooth out somehow. And people are not falling apart. I don't care what the government is saying. Don't believe the government, the present government, because they're saying that everything's going to fall apart. And I don't believe it. I know we're going to have some rough times, but we're having rough times. So what?
The retrograde was over, Sunday the 2nd? Mm-hmm. And the batteries died on my recorder. I broke my sunglasses. There was a third thing. So then the next day everything was fine. Okay, what sign are we under for most of October?
Libra. So Libras are very sensitive, very caring most of the time. But the other side of them is like resentful. They can be very negative to people that they really care about. And they can have serious illnesses basically because of their attitude. So Libras have to learn to not be so hard on themselves and everybody else because they're making their life more miserable than the ones that they're trying to make miserable.
Make a note, Joey pals, do not date a Libra. Are they always like this or just in their birth month?
I go by their rising sign more. So their rising sign is much more difficult. I had a stepfather who was a sun sign Libra, but he had a Cancer rising sign, and he was the most amazing man.
Let me remind you, Joy Pals, the sun sign is the month you're born in. Your rising sign has to do with the day and time you were born. And then you have a moon sign, too. In my case, everything's in Scorpio, so be very afraid. But we also remind you that if you don't know your rising sign, that's what you really should read when you're reading your horoscope. That's what you really are. But we'll give you Dana's phone number because she can figure it out for you if you don't have your birth certificate or you don't know it. Okay, so these are the attributes or the fallacies that Libras have, both men and women?
Women more so. Yeah, men are easier. They can be a dictator in their relationship because they want to rule the roost, but the right woman can handle them. But the thing is, if they get an Aries or something, well, it's conflicting people. So it's where it's better off knowing your rising sign than all these things I'm saying maybe don't even exist. But when it's your sun sign, boy, do they exist. I mean, they're pretty, then they're handsome. And you want to marry them just because they look good, forget it. Find their rising sign first.
Do you counsel people before they get married?
Oh, yes. And one couple I counseled that I said, this is really going to be a crazy marriage. And if you're going into it, for sure, I really want you to know all the problems you're going to run into, so you already know what you got to put up with.
Have people ever changed their mind?
No, they keep going. Yeah. And the problems keep coming.
They're there, right?
Yeah. And they said to me, that one particular couple, they said, well, we all know that already. We have so many problems already in a relationship. Oh. I said, so why are you making it legal?
That's crazy. We're listening to Dana Haynes. What's your website?
AstrologyWorldNews.com.
I love that.
Together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. It'll all be up on my website, on my report anyway. Okay, so there's not a lot of good news for Libras in this month.
The problem is Mars is in Gemini. Right now, it's been in Gemini for a couple of months, and it's going to stay in Gemini until mid-March 2023.
Holy smoke.
So it's affecting the Libras right now. It's only because they don't always really listen to what's happening, and so things can go wrong. Now, this is the sun sign, Libra. And so it's where they get frustrated all about the money. They get, especially money, they get frustrated if they don't feel everybody loves them. And they know they don't, but they, because they behave badly a lot of the time. But it's where, oh, they say, oh, no, I'm so sweet. I don't say no. I'm very, very good. Well, when you're in a good humor, yes. But if you're sick or if you've got some thing that happened 10 years ago and you remember it, you're never going to get satisfaction unless you pay the other person back.
Oh, my stars. What's good about a Libra? Well, wait, you said they were good looking.
They're good looking. They're sensitive, but they don't always pay attention to it. They're aware. They are very pretty or very handsome, which gets them a lot of places. But they are more intellectual than they like to admit. And so they should pay attention to that. And it's where I think that Libras have to give other people more room, you know, when they're upset with something.
Okay, that's enough about Libras. We've got 2 minutes left. So when does Libra stop?
On the 24th, we go into Scorpio.
Take all the time you want.
Sure. We're going to go for an hour at least. Well, it's really good for a Scorpio. And it's all the last week, of course, of October. So it's where they really need to understand that they're coming into a very good time for them. If they're starting a business, if they want to do contracts, yes, there's some flack, but you instinctually know how to get rid of it.
That's perfect. What a great place to start. We'll have a whole conversation about Scorpios in November. What's your phone number, Dana?
Almost forgot. 442-226-6373.
And it's Astrology World News.com. Okay, good luck, Libras. And the good times are coming, Scorpios. Thanks, Dana. We'll be together again next month.
All right. We'll see you then.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.